أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is the first day and we are starting to fast and we are starting our journey to understand what is the very meaning of resistance in Islam. All types of jihad that we have, once again, it has nothing to do with the holy war. It has nothing to do with war in itself. Jihad has to do with resistance. But we cannot understand the very meaning of resistance if we don't come back to the very understanding of what Sharia means. And Sharia has nothing to do with the penal code and nothing to do with this very narrow understanding that we are talking about the law or the Islamic law. It's wider than this. In fact, it's a path that we have to follow. And we have it in the Quran. ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاكَ عَلَى شَرِيعَةٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْرِ فَاتَّبِعْهَا وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. So we put you on the Sharia that you have to follow. فَاتَّبِعْهَا, follow it. And do not follow the desire or the passions or the instincts of those who do not know. And it has to do with knowledge. It has to do with knowing the path and following the path. And on another verse, which is referring to the meaning of Sharia with the word شَرْعَةً وَمِنْهَاجَةً, what do we find? وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ عَمَّا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Do not follow their desire, their instincts, and their blind passions. And you forget to follow the Sharia and to forget to follow the truth that came to you from God. And then وَلِكُلٍّ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرْعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا. And we gave to every religion, every spirituality, a path and at the same time a praxis, a methodology. So what do we have to understand here at the very beginning of the notion of jihad and resistance is that the starting point of our understanding of the cosmology, the order of the universe and our concept of universe, of God and human being, is that we have to make a choice between the right path and the wrong path. So the first resistance is to resist our instincts, to resist our passion, and to come to the truth with knowledge. So it has to do with the choice of knowledge, العلم, المعرفة, as opposed to ignorance. And then it has to do with education. And then it has to do with reforming the self in the name of this path, in the name of our faithfulness to the path. So there is no Sharia as a path without jihad and resistance as the means for us to fulfill our responsibilities as human being. This is the starting point of the journey. And it would be wrong only to speak about resistance without understanding that it's a process within the path that we are trying to follow, to start with God and to come close to Him through our struggling for a better human being through education and a better society through resistance to what is wrong and what is bad. Insha'Allah, we'll carry on and we'll come back tomorrow. And for now, don't forget to tell the people you love that you love them. Life is fragile. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.